Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax as we hear what the beautiful divine messages are for us today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves, and it's time for you to learn all about the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. You may also know me as just DC Love or the real DC Love. Whichever you choose, it's all me. And my journey began at a very young age. I saw spirit, and it was just a part of my everyday life, and I thought everyone did. So it's really funny because when I tell people and they look at you like they haven't experienced that, you know, I just start to laugh. But the present journey now that I'm on actually started with cookies flying off of countertops. My cell phone was texting me, and spirit was sitting on me. And I was, you know, like, get off. I was telling him, get off. But it did get my attention. I had no other choice but to listen. And this is, you know, what propelled me forward onto this beautiful path that I'm on. I'm also certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. I'm published in their books. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, a former law enforcement officer. But some of the education that I received wasn't received like in a conventional manner. Some of the most important education that I have happened when I traveled to heaven. I've been there a few times. At times I was there to visit loved ones, but then other times I was there to actually attend schools of higher learning. And it helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is also where my channeling began, where I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary, and I discovered higher levels of consciousness and healings on a soul's level. It was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed my life forever. And I discovered that I really do have this amazingly strong connection with spirit. Since that time, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and protect, but I've traded in my 357, and that's a gun if you don't know what that is, and I now offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, as well as my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and last but not least, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It really is a divine connection that I have with Joan. She's left this door open, and others have walked through it, and my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating, as well as a wide variety of divine source, and it gives me the ability to really work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. And I like bringing my abilities to radio to connect with an even wider audience. I love to connect and bring messages and healings to people, and this is a great way to do it. And my purpose, of course, is to just help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many, many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes this session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page, and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will connect you with DC's Facebook page. So that's one of the ways that you can find her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. Okay, DC, time for us to get the messages now. So what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing, Barbara, is that I'm guided to read this beautiful prayer. And it's a prayer for emotional healing, and it was written by Stacy Wall. Archangel Uriel, you know my heart and the challenges I've faced. You know where I've been and how events have made me whom I am. I know that every happening served as a learning opportunity. With gratitude for these lessons, I ask you to help me to move forward and leave these events in the past. Help me heal any emotional wounds that hold me back from living my life fully. Bring healing to any relationships that may be strained or damaged, and help me to move beyond old hurts. Fill me with forgiveness for myself and for others, and remove any fear of allowing myself to heal. Fill my body, my mind, and spirit with the light of pure love. Transform my brokenness and restore me to perfect balance and health. Give me strength to let go of old beliefs. Give me courage to heal. Give me the freedom to shed the pain of the past so that I may live as the fullest expression of my authentic self. Archangel Uriel, I thank you for your quiet strength and unfailing love, and so it is. And I just thought that was really, really beautiful, Barbara. And as I was looking on Facebook this morning, I came upon this little sort of like an inspirational story. And it's just, you know, it gave me a moment to think, and I hope it'll give everyone listening a moment to think as well. So here you are, you're holding a cup of coffee. When someone comes along and bumps into you, making you spill your coffee everywhere. Why did you spill the coffee? You spilled the coffee because there was coffee in your cup. Had there been tea in the cup, you would have spilled tea. The point is, whatever is inside the cup is what will spill out. Therefore, when life comes along and shakes you, which will happen, whatever is inside you will come out. It's easy to fake it until you get rattled. So we have to ask ourselves, what's in my cup? When life gets tough, what spills out? Joy, gratefulness, peace, and humility? Or does anger, bitterness, harsh words, and reactions come out? You choose. Today, let's work towards filling our cups with gratitude, forgiveness, joy, words of affirmation, kindness, gentleness, and, of course, love for others. And I just found that to be really, really beautiful, Barbara. Okay, so with that being said, I do have a message from Jesus. Beloved ones, I am here today to ask each of you to resonate with love and light. May peace fill every fiber of your being. You have infinite power within you. Will you use that power to bring peace to the world, to ensure a better tomorrow for all of God's children? Allow everything that is not filled with divine love to be released. All it takes is your willingness to let go. It is now time to evolve, to be transformed, to be empowered. Breathe in the divine energy of pure, unconditional love. Feel this beautiful, omnipotent, healing energy wash over you. Know that you are one with all that is. Allow this beautiful love to permeate the depths of your heart and expand outward and flow to every person in the universe. Stand in your truth, beloved ones. Own your magnificence. Every aspect of your life is divinely guided. I ask that each of you shine your light brightly for others to see. Allow the world to feel the warmth of your radiance. It is now time. Time to step into your truth and fulfill your greater purpose. Do not fear, for I am always with you. Let each moment be filled with divine love, which, of course, is your birthright. Will you accept it? Allow this divine love to inspire you to reach new levels of greatness. You are fully supported throughout your journey. Do you feel the power of our divine connection? Tune into this power. Turn it up and let it warm the hearts of people all over the vast universe. Let this love embrace everyone and create peace worldwide. Be the change that you wish to see in the world. Do not wait for another to take action first. Make peace a universal reality. Will you be an example of peace? Take a step in the direction of your magnificence. Be who you are. You are exactly where you are meant to be. Beloved ones, break free from that which holds you back. Let go of all the reasons. Let go of the excuses. The future begins right now. Let peace flow through you. When just one person desires peace, it lights the way for another to follow. You can make a difference. You are an extension of my divine love. You are here to help heal humanity. And each of you, yes, each of you are so needed right now. Please, step out of that which you fear. Trust in who you are and embrace your true potential. Accept what is and lovingly follow your path as it unfolds. You are the source of all that is and an instrument of the divine. Please, be an example of peace, love, and hope. And don't let someone dim your light simply because it's shining in their eyes. Focus on the positive, walk in faith, and smile. You may not see it now, my child, but I am directing you. There is no fear in love. Go with the flow. Tap into the unlimited source of love that is there. Just say yes. That's all it takes. Just say yes. You are filled with infinite power, and you are limitless. You are a source of love. Let that love vibrate throughout the universe. Beloveds, your time is now. Seek to see peace within everyone and everything. The way of peace is the way of love, and love is the greatest power on earth. Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. I ask that each of you become messengers of love. Let there be peace on earth, and world peace starts from within. Beloved ones, treat your fellow man with love, compassion, and understanding. Let peace begin now. I love you, Jesus. And with that being said, I have one more small message. Each of us has the power to create our reality. So what I want to do is I'm going to say some positive I am affirmations to help us to create the life of our dreams. And if you don't know what an affirmation is, it's anything that we say or that we think. Please be mindful of your words and your thoughts. Thinking and saying positive words really does matter, and it can change your life in the most positive ways. The words, I am, are two of the most powerful words that you could ever speak. Whatever you add to I am becomes your reality. Allow these words to become your reality. So now say them with me. I am open to receiving. I am creating my perfect reality. I am wonderful. I am healthy. I am blessed. I am happy. I am love. I am light. I am magnificent. I am my own healer. I am a miracle. I am strong. I am all that I need. I am me. I am unique. I am a money magnet. I am divinely guided now and always. I am prosperous. I am financially abundant. I am wealthy. I am rich. I am one with the vibration of love. I am one with the vibration of money. I am creative. I am powerful. I am confident. I am motivated to succeed. I am excited about my future. And that's just an example. And, of course, whatever resonates with you, add them, of course. And, Barbara, I think those are my messages for today. Barbara, you still with us?
Thank you, DC.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It always helps if you turn off the mute before you start talking. Okay. So here is the message that Jesus wants to share with us right now. My beloved ones, you are so much more. You truly are. And each of you is finding this out in your own way. You are finding things changing in your life. And sometimes those changes seem to be negative. But they're not. It's all about you learning who you are. accepting who you are, being who you are. And for some of you, the changes that have to happen in order for you to wake up have to be big enough to actually get your attention. It is like the changes that are happening in the world. The fires, the earthquakes, all of the catastrophes that are happening in governments and in businesses and all of the places that they're happening. They have to be big enough to get people's attention. That doesn't mean that there's anything wrong, because there's not. It's just a matter of waking up, becoming aware. The more you are open to being aware, the smaller the changes need to be to get your awareness. When you are consciously awake in every moment of your life will flow beautifully, because you won't need to have any huge thing come along to get your attention, because your attention is already there. So notice that about yourself. Are you paying attention to your own life? Are you aware of what you are thinking and creating in every moment? Are you tapped in to the power of the Creator within you? If you find that your life is filled with negativity and worry and doubt and fear and all of that stuff that you don't want to experience, then wake up. Start being aware of what you are thinking, what you are creating, what you are believing. And you will find that all of that negativity begins to dissolve, because then you are consciously creating what you desire. This is your life, and you do have power. You truly do. Wake up and utilize it. We are here for you. Always. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Barbara.
My pleasure. Okay, we have come to the part of the show where we will take questions from our callers. Remember that if you call in, you must press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on the studio board. Otherwise, we simply let you listen. And we did have a caller, and they did have their hand up, and while I was giving the message from Jesus with my eyes closed, apparently they went away.
Well, you know what? You must have given them a really good message.
I guess so. That must have been what they were looking
for. Getting better and better, Barb. Oh, gosh.
I have to tell you, though, I was open to being more powerful. Go ahead.
You are amazing. You are one of the most amazing people that I know. That's why you have amazing in your name, of course, right? So I have to ask you, Barbara, because the angels are saying, well, Ginger's sitting with the angels. They're discussing you right now. Everyone that speaks to you, like, they always comment on your voice, correct? Everyone loves your voice.
Yes.
And that was the first thing when I heard you talking to me. I heard you, but I was sort of, like, formed into, like, I was on this cloud, and I'm listening, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, I'm listening to you, but it sort of was like I definitely heard heaven through your voice, Barbara.
Oh, thank you.
So what I want to ask you is, you've got this amazing gift that goes beyond just your messages. It's just when you speak, like, it's just so totally amazing. So I was wondering, like, have you ever heard of, it's called Fiverr.com?
Yes.
Okay, I was just wondering, like, the way that you speak, it's so amazing. There's just, like, so much healing just from, like, hearing your voice. I was wondering, have you ever thought about doing something with that and just, you know, like, using your voice in that respect, like with Fiverr? And I just feel like people, like, you know, they're going to be so drawn to your voice, Barbara. It's just so amazing.
I hadn't thought about that. I will now put that in my
Look into it. And like I said, they do voiceovers and different things. And, you know, like, you just have this voice that just, like, takes you to heaven, you know?
Okay.
You really do. Literally do.
All right. I wrote myself a note so that I can look into that. All right. We do have a caller with their hand up now. And
beautiful.
It is my favorite number, 1111111111.
Awesome.
Hello, who's this?
I am the one with the 111, and this is the time, and this is the place. I had called them to listen. I said, but they left the portal door open for me to come through, so why not enter into this?
Oh, beautiful. We always leave that door open. Oh, my goodness.
How are you all doing?
How are you? We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great as well. Thank you for asking.
Oh, beautiful. I just feel your amazing vibration now as we're connecting. Oh, my goodness. And I feel like, you know, abundance is, you know, starting to surround you, Queen, is what I'm being shown. Because you are this amazing person, and you truly deserve it. So I don't know if it's starting to pour into your earthly life, but I feel that it will be very soon if it's not. And you deserve, you know, everything that the universe has to offer. So have you been feeling that? Because you're really aligning with the abundance that's coming your way.
I accept. I know I'm worthy, and my portal doors are open to receive more abundance in many ways. Yes.
Okay, because that was the first thing I saw, like this beautiful, it was like a cornucopia, I guess. And that's what I was being shown, like it's coming, you know, directly to you, Queen.
I accept.
Okay, and I just want to see what they're showing me. I get excited whenever you come. Okay, so Queen, you've got this amazing heart. Oh my gosh. And I'm being shown, what is it that you do like daily, like to really get into your zone? I'm being transported into like the sacred temple. I feel like you're going into the sacred temple.
Well, I live in a sacred temple. How's that? My body temple and my home temple. And so that's where I dwell. But you know, my writing has become and is a tool, a ship, can't think of the word now, but it's a ship that allows me to travel, which I love.
Yes, as you're writing, you're sort of like astral traveling. You're going beyond, you know, and you're expanding new horizons.
Yes.
It's just beautiful. And then when you're writing, you feel that, like, sense of purpose. And it's just so amazing. So that's what I'm feeling. Like, it's just like, oh, my gosh. Like, you start, and then you're just, like, you're not here, and you're going to, like, different places. You know, you're just traveling all over the astral plane. And you're just, you know, you're dreaming all your dreams. Is when I'm being shown, and they're taking you to all these beautiful places. Do you have like black tourmaline, amethyst, or black obsidian?
For sure, I have tourmaline, abundance of amethyst, and obsidian may be mixed among my numerous stones. I can't say for sure I have obsidian, but I have the other two.
That are, like, really, like, coming in for you at this present moment, Queen?
Okay.
To really help you, like, to really explore all the unknown, okay? And this is an amazing time of awakening for you as well. And I believe I told you this last time, the goddess of love is around you. Venus is with you. So I don't know if you're feeling that, but this is one of the most amazing times for you. Not only, like, you know, doing that astral traveling and exploring, but also for your creativity and romance if you're open to it. This is really, like, it's a magical time. It's almost like a story tale. Okay? So please make sure that you take advantage of this time. Okay? And Queen, you have so much within you that you're really not like, you're really not utilizing at this time. There's knowledge within you that you possess that you really have to sort of like reach down deep and start using it, okay? Trust yourself,
okay.
Use it, and just, you know, like love is always the answer. Focus on love. And let the universe guide you where you need it, okay?
Okay.
This is a beautiful journey. But, and I'm getting too, like, when I talked to you, I talked about clearing, but I'm getting there's still more clearing to be done. There's still some patterns that, which has anything sort of been surfacing within you? Because these patterns are still there, the patterns, and they have to be removed. Okay?
Okay.
So we want to clear. Like I said, there's a little bit of a space within you that has not been cleared. Okay? And the angels are with you, and you have the goddess of love with you. You have so many divine beings around you as well. And there's nothing to fear. There's a little bit of fear in you, and I don't know what it's caused by. Okay? One of the things I'm getting, at times you don't say exactly what you want to say. At times, like, you don't speak your truth, and I don't know if you're afraid to or what the case is, but that's one of the things I'm getting is at times you don't fully speak your truth. But you can speak it. You can speak it lovingly, Queen, because you're one of the most beautiful people I know. There's no need to fear that. Okay? And you've got all the support from your divine team around you. So whatever it is, I know, like, finances have been a little bit trying, but like I said, I do see abundance coming, you know, and it's starting to come, like, all around you. So whatever it is in regard to money or abundance, you've got to sort of change your thinking in that direction and surrender anything in regard to, you know, that area, okay, so that you could, you know, allow all the abundance that wants to come in to really come in and be there with you, okay? This is a beautiful time of transformation for you. This is a time of healing. Please allow the angels to come in and, you know, all the divine beings, the gods, goddesses. This is a time of transformation for you. The ascended masters are with you as well. And they want your life to just be, you know, right on track right now, okay? So physically, emotionally, mentally, and to really, you know, to be where you're supposed to be, Queen. So there is a little bit within that needs to be lifted out and a little bit that needs to be transformed, and I think you're going to be on the right path, Queen.
Okay.
Okay, so with that being said, I'm going to ask Barbara to come in with Jesus, and I see a few of your ancestors stepping forward, and they're going to be here as, you know, this healing takes place. And all of the ancient wisdom that you have from your ancestors, I feel that you're going to start to, you know, bring forward as well. So you're not fully, like, you know, taking advantage of everything that you have within, Queen. You're very knowledgeable and amazing, but there's so much more. Do you feel that?
Yes. I'm limitless, so how could, you know, of course there's more. But you said that twice today. So with that said, in terms of what is it that you might be feeling that I need to tap into immediately?
Well,
that
the
I'm
first
not
thing I'm getting is artistically and creatively, that you can do more artistically and creatively, okay? You've got to connect with that subconscious mind of yours and, you know, let it out. There's something inside of you. It's sort of you're putting limits on what you could do, and you've got to let go of those limits, and you've got to release the boundaries that you have. You've got to believe in yourself and just surrender and let, you know, that beautiful creative talent come out. Okay? So, I mean, you let it come out in, you know, in so many forms, but there's so many more forms that it wants to draw from within you. Okay?
Again, I'm sure that's right. But with so much that I know I have and so much that I...
Oh, you do. You've got so much within you. And there's nothing to fear, even if you don't realize it, like, on a personal level. Like, if you don't... Like, what I'm saying, you know, like, you're maybe not connecting with what you're fearing. But it, as long as you're willing to release it, Barbara can, you know, come in and help you release it, okay? and really allow you to be the person that you are, that, you know, that's bringing so many blessings to our beautiful planet. Okay? This is a new time for you, and like you said, we want to allow all that divine inspiration to come forward. Okay? I'm getting there's going to be like a new project that you're going to be working on, Queen.
Okay.
So it's going to help you to express your truth and your vision. Okay? And help you to really to, you know, to just pour your love and light all over the world through this project. Okay? And it's going to bring a lot of abundance. So you've
That's
just got to imagine the you want to create. Yes. Yep.
That's my writing. And my writership is a word I was looking for earlier. So I will take your words and to heart, and my ancestors coming forward. That's the first time you brought that forward, and I thank you for that. They have been popping up and showing up, and that's all good. Take me right back to the first mother, the beginning of all, the unlimited possibilities. Thank you once again, and I'm glad I came to the portal to receive.
Okay. The last thing I want to ask, Queen, are you open to romance at all? Because I do way. So I don't know if you're open to it, but if you are, get ready because it's ready for you.
You know, you've brought that to me before, and I'm open to romance on many, many, many different levels. My definition and yours is probably different, but I am open to romantic experiences. Not only with others, and I'm not limiting the amount of those who will bring me romantic experiences, but with myself, to have those
right.
Candlelight dinners and wonderful suppers and magical conversations. So the answer is yes.
Okay. Well, just I'm getting follow the path of your heart, okay? And like, you know, like watch maybe like a romantic movie. You know, get a beautiful red candle and, you know, start affirming, you know, how romantically attractive you are and you're so romantically loved. And, you know, if you're open to that relationship, you know, start affirming, you know, putting different affirmations out there. But it starts with you, Queen. You've got to start loving yourself and, you know, make sure you tell yourself every morning when you wake up, look in the mirror and tell yourself how amazingly wonderful you are. And how, you know, how filled with love you are, and you're worthy of all the love that you're waiting to receive, okay? And just, you know, just put it out there, whatever you're wanting. And I'm getting, you know, like when you start really affirming, all of these feelings are going to start to surface, Queen. You may surprise yourself.
Well, it's always nice to surprise oneself.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, you haven't given yourself... You're probably really busy and things, but you haven't really thought about, like, you know, like love. It's probably, I guess, like on the back burner, correct? It's not in the front burner there. Ginger's showing me the stove, and the little pot on the back burner is called love. Okay, and you've got bigger pots on the fire, she's saying, you know, your writing and your projects and everything else. So those are on, you know, those are on the front burner, but there's a little pot, but it's still a pot. And, you know, it says love on it. So you've really got to, you know, maybe move that, you know, that pot of love up to the front burner, you know, and maybe add a little something to it.
Well,
okay, because I'm
as
getting,
you said,
like you said, love is for you. And just trust and have faith. I mean, the angel of love is all around you with all these other angels and your ancestors. And I'm getting just trust. Okay, and follow your guidance. It's going to lead you wherever you want to, you know, wherever you want to go. Okay.
I'm
but
sure
I do
that's
see little
right.
Beautiful little hearts all around you. You've got to be able to, you know, take that leap of faith, maybe.
But as you said, it begins with me, and I am the magnet that will bring the relationships. I put no limitations. You say relationship. I say relationships to me.
Yes.
And
there's, you know what, and I'm getting there's going to be like close, intimate relationships as well. So it's going to start with you, but it's going to go beyond you. And I just see a beautiful man and a woman in a beautiful embrace. Okay, so that's why I'm asking if you're open to that. And if you are, it can, you know, it could even be a soulmate relationship is what I'm getting. Significant, romantic, you know, a soulmate partnership. But it's going to be beautiful, Queen.
All right. I thank you. I claim more than one, though. Why put limitations in that arena? Many people are conditioned to think there's only one at a time. And from my perspective, I choose not to limit
more than
myself.
One. You know what? You've got to ask Barbara. She's got this massive umbrella because in her area, it's raining men. So it doesn't have to be just one. Barbara has got it going on with the man. You've got to talk to her. I don't know what she's in her little corner of the world. Queen, it's raining men. So if you want to go visit her, or you know what, you could have it in your corner of the world too. But you better get a big umbrella.
Oh, I've got a big one. I've got a whole bunch of them. I'm not limiting myself to one big umbrella either. You know, no limitations in that way. You know, thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful. Okay, Barbara, work your magic.
Okay. Well, that should be easy.
today is our friend anniversary on Facebook. I laughed. I said, yes, this is beautiful, the accumulation of beautiful blessings that have come forth from us being together. And I look forward to more and better, different, higher vibrations coming to be shared with us. You and I, my sister, my goddess sister.
Well, you're right. We are moving to those higher vibrations. And, okay, first of all, there are some clearing statements that we are going to make. Some of those wonderful, dear, innate statements. So repeat after me. Dear innate, even though it goes against everything I was ever taught, I release all fear.
Even though it goes against everything that I was taught, dear innate, I release all fear.
Dear innate, even though it goes against everything that I was ever taught, I release my limitations on love.
Even though it goes against everything that I was taught, I release my limitations and definitions of what love is for me.
Okay. When you said what love is for me, you were actually putting limitations on it. Which seems
all right.
Weird, but it was. So I'm going to say it again. Dear innate, even though it goes against everything I was ever taught, I give myself freedom in love.
Even though it goes against everything that I was taught, I give myself freedom in love. And when I changed it, I could feel it in your breath. But you were going to tell me I shouldn't have changed that one. I can feel it. I love it.
Usually it doesn't make a difference, but sometimes it does. Okay. Dear innate, even though it goes against everything that I was ever taught, I now open to the infinite wisdom within me.
Dear innate, even though it goes against everything that I was taught, I now open the infinite wisdom within me.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay. We'll say ever since you started talking, I've been seeing this vision of the three of us, and we are sitting, we're sitting on a blanket in this wonderful meadow kind of place. But it's not a place on earth. And anyway, there's, okay, who is it? The goddess Isis is there, and she's there's food spread out. There's this beautiful loaf of bread that's got some kind of design baked into it, and there's wine and cheese and fruit and all of this wonderful food, and she's sharing it with us. So we each have a plate of this delicious, wonderful food, and we are eating and talking and laughing, and it's just such a joyous experience. Now, why was I supposed to tell her about this? So you could experience what you are already experiencing. That's why I told you. So our lives are changing, and we all know that. But they're changing even more, and even more deeply, and even more quickly as time goes on. It's just going to get better and better and better and better. And the more we are aware, consciously aware, then the faster the changes happen, and the more profound the changes will be. And so they're showing me an image of us again. We're still at this picnic thing, but standing behind each of us is a line. I don't see that the lines actually end. And these are people that we will be working with, people that whose lives we will be impacting. And now they're showing me the lines that go from in front of us. And again, there's no end to those lines. And those are the people that we've already had an impact on. So we are catalysts for change in the lives of millions. So Isis is saying, don't underestimate your power. And she's saying that to all three of us. So. Okay. Let's see, is there anything else you guys want me to tell? Beautiful, wonderful, amazing queen. One more statement. Dear innate, even though it goes against everything I was ever taught, I release the limits on my greatness.
Dear innate, even though it goes against everything that I was taught, I release the limitations on my greatness.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay. In DC, you were supposed to be repeating those statements too. The nice what I told you at the beginning,
okay.
Huh?
But you know, while she's contemplating them within her spirit,
yes,
you spoke of the bread, and one of my soul sisters, who I love, who has come more closer into my energy, again, we were exchanging high vibrations, and she said to me, "You need to be making bread." And I laughed.
Oh my God!
Because she was saying the dough. She said, "Yeah, because of the dough and kneading the bread and that kind of thing." So I thought that was appropriate because I know that she would be on a blanket like that with me and perhaps the three of us to make four. Oh, it's touching my heart to say that because my love for her and who she has shown me to be, her aspects of divinity. Wow, I love her. I love her greatly.
Oh,
I'm glad that she came forward in this expression. And DC, you spoke about soulmates, and to me, soulmates, she is a soulmate of mine for sure. And to me, there are many, many, many soulmates,
and, you know, it depends on perspective, and we could do a Dhirinate on that. But those who are to be, you know, when they touch a soul, it's you are mated in the soul, be it for a moment or a lifetime or
yeah.
for a lifetime. I'm almost crying saying this because I am feeling it. My spirit is so filled with the bread I just ate and the food I was just given from the goddess Isis Aset Ast, and that we three are here again, we four, all of us. There's so many gathered as a divine anointed, appointed, activated, said. There's so many. And what a joy. I'm jumping up for joy. I love you, too. Thank you.
Oh, I love you, Queen. But, you know, you were saying bread and dough and stuff, and I was thinking abundance. It's just words for money as well.
Yes.
You know?
The dough
so
is money.
I just, yes, bread, dough, there are just other words for money, and that's abundance. And, you know, and it's just another word for love, you know? So, and you're just amazing, Queen. You know, you're just amazing. And you've got to connect with that beautiful person within. Like I said, the part of you is like not connecting with her, and your ancestors are all standing there. And I see a lot of like Native American Indians around you. So I don't know if you realize like you've had a life like, you know, as a Native American Indian, but I feel it, and I've been seeing like Indians as Barbara was talking around you.
That's part of my lineage in this life.
Yes, yes. Okay. And I'm just, okay, so they're putting on a headdress on you, Queen. They're putting on this beautiful Indian headdress, and it was worn for success, okay? So there's these two beautiful, it's like a buffalo, almost like a buffalo headdress, and the horns are on each side of it, and they're putting it on you to just give you the courage and ability that you need to take charge and go forward, you know, with confidence and fear nothing. And you are this great hunter, they're saying, Queen. You are this beautiful great hunter.
As you said that, I pulled out my bow and arrow.
Ooh, yes. Yep.
Yes, accepted.
Amazing. Beautifully amazing. Mm.
Thank you.
Well, have you let go of all the fear, Queen, that you were holding on to?
It's gone. It's not welcome here
okay.
in my world.
That's right. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so with that being said, now I'm getting that you're going to be open to love, you know? Now I just see hearts. You're replacing doubt and fear with love. You got rid of negativity. And you're finding out nothing is impossible, Queen. All those obstacles are fading away. It's beautiful.
Mm.
Beautiful, beautiful. But I'm still getting twin flames, so I don't know what to tell you.
I think you said soulmate earlier. I believe that's what I heard.
No, soulmate and twin flames. Yeah, I'm still getting like, you know, a divine soulmate, a twin flame, you know.
Okay, I see them.
But this is going to be a magical time for you. So it's going to be very magical, you know, and you've got rid of and released the fear-based energy in regard, you know, to this beautiful kind of connection. Okay?
Okay.
So I just feel like this is going to be an awakening for you, and you're going to connect with your own truth as well. You know, it's going to be about connecting with others, but connecting with yourself first.
Most important self. Most
yes.
important.
Beautiful. Well, that's what I was getting. You're going into like a higher vibration now, a higher level with love, and it's really going to accelerate, you know, the process of love and bringing blessings as well into your life.
Okay, my umbrella's up. Umbrellas are up.
Watch, you know, like be more, not watch, I guess is the wrong word, but be conscious of the colors that you're attracted to at this time. Okay?
Yes.
So I'm getting, you know, just, I don't know if you do any kind of coloring per se. You know, if you have crayons and you just color a queen, but I'm getting like, really watch the colors that you're, you know, attracted to, because they're going to have messages for you. And the first, you know, color that I'm getting is like the color cherry. I don't know if you like to eat cherries, but cherry is going to bring an extraordinary life forward for you. You're going to be filled with sweetness and happiness and wisdom. And it really helps to open your heart and to listen to your heart's desires. So if you like cherries, queen, please, by all means, eat some cherries, okay?
They're out of season, but I can pretend. But I love cherries, and as you were saying, the color. I do have crayons, paints, you know, watercolors. I have all that stuff. But I looked around me, and red is popping out at me. I have red on. There's red.
Beautiful.
There's red around me, so that's the color of, well, passion, love.
Beautiful. Yes.
Oh, and since you said that, Jackson wants me to remind you to get him some crayons and stuff because he's a good artist waiting. I said it before, waiting for you.
Well, you know what,
I've
got to watch him with crayons because he doesn't, you know, he doesn't just, you know, use crayons on the paper. He'll continue throughout the whole house. So I actually ordered this little, what's a big mat, in fact. And it's like watercolors. They're just like, it's water, and they come out on different colors. So I ordered him this magnificent mat that he can go on the floor with, and it comes with all these different things that you add to it, and he could have a ball creating. So I felt that as well, Queen.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you. And in fact, yesterday he was making, I guess, sugar cookies. So He was doing what he felt like doing, and he was making cookies with his mom yesterday.
Mm. Yeah, he's a little artist. You will see as the years go by.
Oh, yeah.
Show you.
Yes, that I believe. And he loves to sing. He loves Christmas songs, and he loves to sing. He's got a lot of little hidden talents there.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Thank you. Well, you just make sure that you connect with the things that you love to do. Let yourself shine. Connect with that beautiful inner child. Think of yourself as a child, and what did you enjoy playing, you know, when you were that young age? And, you know, maybe you'll just connect and do something, you know, that you did when you were younger that you forgot about, Queen.
Mm. All right. I feel.
Beautiful. Sounds like a plan. Barbara, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm zoning in and out.
Okay.
So I get all this weird energy when Queen's around, so it's like I'm just kind of floating in the energy.
I love it. What I love being in the midst of this energy that you call weird. I love it. It's so, and I know you didn't mean anything but, you know, magical and special. Okay, I'm going to leave the energy with you all and carry it with me as I go on my day, on my magical
Wonderful.
Day. And until we meet again, which could be soon, real soon, like in the blink of an eye, I shall see you again. Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste, sweetheart. Okay, let me come back down to earth now. And you're right, I didn't mean weird in any negative way. I meant weird and not the usual. And that's all it meant. Although it's becoming more and more the usual. Okay. So that's it for today, DC, I think.
Oh, beautiful, Barbara. It was amazing, as always. And, Barbara, I just want to say for you, when I saw Queen with the headdress, you know, and the big bullhorns on each side, you were standing near her, and you had this medicine shield.
Oh.
Okay, it's the medicine shield is there to help you to just like really like, you know, like recognize your path and to seek out like greater inspiration and to live your life with, you know, intention. So there's more inspiration waiting for you, and that's why, you know, you were standing next to Queen, and you also are a beautiful Native American Indian, and I was told I was one in a past life too, but you were standing next to her with your medicine shield.
Wonderful. I like that.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So much good stuff.
It is. And Barbara, you have a lot of unicorns around you. Ginger's saying, get back on that unicorn and go for another ride, Barbara. I guess it's
okay.
Take you down the path of love. So you got to jump on that unicorn today.
Okay. I will put on my unicorn riding outfit and go unicorn riding. All right. I keep feeling like there's something I'm supposed to say, but I don't know what it is, and it's not coming. So I'm letting it go. Okay. All right, then that is our show for today. Thank you all so much for listening and being a part of this beautiful experience that we call life. And we will be back on Thursday to share even more of the beauty and love and light and laughter with you. So please join us and feel free to let us know if you have any questions. And I think that is it for today, DC, unless you have something.
Oh, beautiful. I'm still in the energy. I'm still with you and Queen and with the Native American Indians. So, and I'm also getting, one of my guides is named Orion, and Orion is coming forward for all of us and talking about manifesting miracles. So we've really got to start manifesting those miracles, Barbara.
Okay.
I don't know. Orion's been for a couple years now, so. And I'm getting, you know, like, we have the power to create the life that we deserve. And I think Jesus, you know, has given that message to us many times, okay? And he shows us, like,
yes.
you and Queen and myself, we're just holding hands and we're drifting out of the universe and we're floating among the stars, Barbara.
How nice.
Just beautiful. Yes. But we've got to start manifesting the miracles that we've been waiting for.
Okay, so I'm been giving a statement, so you get to repeat it after me. Dear innate, even though it goes against everything that I was ever taught, I now choose to manifest miracles.
Okay, dear innate, even though it goes against everything I've been taught, I now manifest miracles?
I now choose to manifest miracles.
Okay, I now choose to manifest miracles. Yes, I do. I choose to manifest miracles.
Okay.
Beautiful.
And it's turned on, so we can get out there and do it.
Woohoo. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
What an amazing
All
day.
Right. Yes, definitely. And it's just beginning.
It is. Have a great day, everyone. And I hope you've had your fill of vitamin G. I know that I have, and Barbara has, and Queen, too. We feel amazing, and we hope that you can feel this energy as well.
Yes, definitely. All right, everybody. Get out there and start creating your miracles. And we will talk
yes,
to you
Yes, and Barbara,
later.
Get on that. To get on top of that unicorn. It's waiting. Jump on top. Don't be afraid.
I will.
Your unicorn away.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye, everyone.
You. Bye-bye.